We lost the car, all the flows, full flows, everything gone. Everything gone.
Where do you go now?
We don't know. We don't know.
But you're thankful.
Yeah. We thankful. God do.
Jeremiah, thank you.
God do.
I see you thank.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina, Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood, Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Now, this is a test of David's faith and his leadership. And he must decide how to respond in the face of such devastation. David was in the middle of a crisis, church. I say David was in the middle of a crisis. So let us look at how David responds to this crisis. When David and his men came to Ziklag, their city was burning. Their wives, their sons, and their daughters were all gone. The Amalekites, their enemies, had stolen all of this from them. Scripture tells us that David and the other men in his army cried loudly. Now just imagine this. All of these men, you know, men don't cry. Crying loudly. They cried until they were too weak to cry anymore. They were sad. They were angry because their sons and their daughters and their property was stolen by the enemy. The men then started talking about killing David with stones. So David really had a crisis going on, church. But instead of succumbing to the crisis, the Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. David relied on God during his hardship or during his crisis rather than giving in or giving up in fear or anger. David's ability to encourage himself in the Lord, his God, was a key turning point. If you get a chance, you know, go back and read chapters 27, 28, and 29, because in chapter 27, in the first verse, it seems like David was giving up. It was like he was just depending on himself instead of his Lord, his God. David's faith seemed a little shaky, for the scripture says, David said in his heart, I shall now perish one day by the hands of Saul. He had given in, saying, Saul will catch me someday. I'll just go and hide in the land of the Philistines. You see, David was very gifted and thought that he could successfully operate apart from God. You know how we think sometimes we can do it. We got this. You know, we let people tell you, you got this. And so David thought that he could successfully operate apart from God. God had promised David that he would be the king of Israel. Samuel had anointed David. Jonathan had repeatedly assured David. And even Saul himself had affirmed that David would be king. Yet David tried to take matters in his own hand. But here in chapter 30, verse 6, that's what we're going to focus on, verse 6 through 8 this morning. The Bible says, David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. David chose faith over defeat. Yes. Yes. David found strength in the Lord his God. That means that he is no longer relying on his own strength. I don't know who God is talking to today, but Lord, I hear you. Lord, I hear you this morning. So my first point is you need to strengthen yourself in the Lord. All right. Yes, 2024 has been rough. R-U-F-F, rough. One crisis after another. One setback after another. Money crisis. Health crisis. Family matters. Government leadership matters. Spiritual matters. Folks question their faith. 2024 has been rough. And we don't know what 2025 holds for us. But guess what we do know? We know who holds 2025 in his hand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Our weakness is your strength. During any rough or tough times, we find strength in you, God, even during some of life's darkest moments. So David trusted in God. David found strength in God. He knew that his need for God's grace would never be more grace than God has toward him. God never runs out of grace, church. We thank you for that, Lord. My sisters and my brothers, talk to God and tell him all of your fears. Tell him about all of your disappointments. Tell him about all of your anxieties, all of your desires, and all of your dreams, and all of your frustrations, and all of the sin that you're dealing with. Talk to God about it. Confess your self-reliance as sin and ask for forgiveness. And God is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. Give everyone and everything to God. Because 1 Peter 5 and 7 tells us to cast all of our cares upon God. For he cares for us. Amen. So David relied on God during this crisis. That's what he did. And guess what? That's what we must do, church. We must seek God's presence. David wasn't perfect. He committed sin just like all of us. But the Bible describes him as a man after God's own heart. God is so amazingly gracious and merciful to his people. We really don't even understand the nature of God's grace. The truth of the matter is that all that we receive from God is because of his grace and his mercy alone. It doesn't have anything to do with us, how good we are or anything. It's all because of him alone. The Bible says in Psalms 103, verse 10, God does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. God's blessings are rooted in his goodness and his love for us, church. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Somebody need to tell God, thank you. Thank you. All of the blessings that we have are rooted in God's goodness towards us and his love towards us. It's not that we've been so good, church. It's not that we're so good. It's not that we work so hard and we have so much money. It's all because of God's goodness, because he's the one that supplies all of our needs. Church, that's why we should live in praise and worship of God, because of his goodness to us. We must strengthen ourselves in the Lord through prayer, through worship, and meditating on his words and on his promises. Let us look at verse 7. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, David asked the Lord a question. He asked for directions. Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? Now listen, I told you back in chapter 7, verse 1, seemed like David was playing around, you know, trying to be self-reliant and self-sufficient. But right here, when this crisis hit, when they burned down Ziklag, and when they took his wife and all his children and all his property, when that crisis hit, David was not playing around with God. How many been there before? Sometimes, you know, things happen. Them kids, you know, they have us. We be like, Lord, we don't have no shame in our game. We be on our knees. We be crying, snotting. We don't mess around. Them kids can do that to us, you know. And so in this crisis here, David was not playing around with God. He didn't even consider relying on his own strength about his wife and his children. He immediately went to God. He immediately asked God for directions. Amen. David made sure that God was in on this crisis. He wasn't trying to be all hard and self-reliant. So David calls for the effort and inquiries of the Lord. David knew, praise King, that it was time to put on the garment of praise. Amen. David knew that it was time to see God's guidance again face to face. David knew it was time to look to the hills from which cometh his help, because all of our help comes from the Lord. David knew it was time to see God's guidance. And just like David, we must turn to God when we are faced with difficult circumstances. So my second point is, we must seek divine direction. All right. Seek God and his guidance first when you are in a crisis. Yes, let your first response be to go to God in prayer. But don't just go to God in prayer. Sometimes we have to shut up and listen for the answer. The Bible says our God is a prayer answering God. God knows what you need before you even ask. I remember the old saints used to say, he'll hear you when you call, and he will catch you before you fall. God knows what you need before you even ask. So quit talking to yourself, trying to reason your way out of it. Quit talking to your Facebook friends. I had to throw that in. Get off of Facebook. Get off of Instagram and all those other platforms where you go and type in all your business. Get off of that and talk to God. Who we talk to, the counsel we listen for when we are in a crisis or when we are deeply troubled, says a lot about who you're putting your trust in. We talk to everybody else except God. But I stand this morning to tell you to go to God immediately. Go to him in prayer. Pour your heart out to him and wait for his answer. There's no certain way to talk to God. You don't have to use all these long words that you don't use in your everyday life. Just talk to God and tell him what's going on. Just like you talk every day. Some people get messed up because they think they have to, you know, talk a certain way. But just tell God,